You're listening to Public Affairs Programming at 102.7 KZEZ. Officer Tiffany Atkin of the St. George Police Department has stopped by to give us our public safety update. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm so happy you could stop by. I know you wanted to make us aware of some scams going around, and they sound kind of serious. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, as we know, the scammers are getting more and more tricky in how they spend time with people on the phone to try and groom them, for lack of a better word, to try and get money from them.
So these are phone calls primarily?
Mostly phone calls, yes. Sometimes they're emails also.
What is it they want us to do when they call?
Well, it depends on what their angle is. Some of them are wanting to fix your computer because there's a quote-unquote problem with your software.
They call and they say, hey, there's a problem with your computer. Go over there, turn it on or whatever, and we'll work it out for you.
Right, and then they manually access the computer or remotely access that computer from and make the person feel as though they really are fixing the problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they just do that. They don't try to charge them any money. They just say, hey, we'll fix your computer. And then what happens?
Well, they do. Sometimes they'll charge them, you know, a certain amount of money. To me, it feels like an outrageous amount for what they're supposedly doing. Mm-hmm. And then surprisingly, they're getting hacked again. And so then in that case, let me refund you the money we've paid you.
Is this all during the same phone call?
Yeah. They'll spend the time on the phone. They'll say, look at your account right now. Look at your account and we'll show you that we have refunded the money. The problem is they refund and accidentally too much. Maybe, I entered an extra zero on there. So to replace that, could you go buy gift cards? Scratch off the back of those gift cards and send me photos of those gift cards. Well, we all know that the money they supposedly put back on that account is fraudulent.
It's not really going to deliver.
They're going to yank that back out.
So this is similar to some other scams that we've heard, particularly on the phone. People call, are they targeting any group in particular?
Well, it seems like mostly a lot of times the elderly, and sometimes it's younger kids. We've had college students come in, and you know, these people that really can't afford. I mean, none of us probably can afford to give our money away to crooks. But all I can say is that just be careful. If you even have a hunch that they're, you know, a scammer, don't be afraid to hang up that phone.
Well, you know, first of all, if someone calls you and said, hey, I know you're having a problem with your computer, there's no way they can know that.
Right.
If you don't know the person who's calling, you really need to think twice.
Absolutely.
About anything they're saying to you. Don't give your bank account information or credit card information to anyone, particularly someone who calls you.
Right. Absolutely.
And then this whole thing, talk about one of the oldest scams that's been going for some time. Oh, we refunded too much.
Yes.
Now write me a check or give me some gift cards. Those are big red flags. Definitely need to watch out for those. You know, I don't know what's going on with email scams, but I've been getting these, you updated your phone or you updated your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go in and change something about your bank account or something like that. I've been getting a number of those emails. Have you been getting reports of those as well?
I think a little bit we have gotten those, absolutely.
Okay, so again, email. Who's it from? What do they want from you? Does it make any sense? And maybe, I guess you want to stop the scammers. So maybe if you're not sure, why don't you give Officer Atkin a call?
Yeah.
And they'll work it out for you.
Yeah, give us a call. We're happy to set your mind at ease and say you're right to think that that's a scam. So anytime they're asking you to buy Google gift cards, iTunes, and eBay,
make sense to pay someone back with gift cards.
So that anytime someone's asking you to scratch off the back, go buy this and send you to the store continually.
Mm-mm.
And it's shocking that people do it. They run to the store over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And they're...
Well, those criminals are clever.
They're really good. They spend a lot of the time. We had one come in yesterday where they spent a lot of time with the person, you know, talked about their family and their religion and just, you know, really made this elderly female feel very comfortable about what she was doing. And then later, you know, $700 later, you know, for someone that they can't afford that, there's no way that they can make that back. So when in doubt, hang up the phone, delete that email.
Absolutely.
Please don't be a victim.
We could talk for days about the scams that people... Just be careful. And if you're not sure, give the St. George Police Department a call. And don't hesitate. Don't feel foolish. We want to help you. So definitely call in. But people are a bit hesitant to call about a number of things, but don't they call you for things like, oh, their neighbor's front door is open, or maybe they see some graffiti? You want them to call in, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We love when people take pride in their community and they watch out for their neighbor. So we get it all the time. Hey, my neighbor's garage door is up. It's been up all day. Or their front door is open. That's not normal for them. We will always come out and check on that and make sure that everything's okay.
And you want them to call and tell you.
Yeah, if my front door was open or my garage door was open all day, I would love my neighbor to call and say, hey, Tiff, you know, this is open. Is there something going on? And it's great to be neighborly. You know, what a way to show your love for your neighbors is to watch out for them. So absolutely call. And when it comes to graffiti, the city is amazing at that. Within 24 hours of that being reported, the chances are that that's going to be taken down. So anytime you see it, please, please, please report it.
So it's to everyone's benefit to know about things like that so it can get straightened out right away.
Absolutely.
Now, when I call, am I going to get mired down in some sort of reporting process? Is it difficult to, you know, give you the information you need on the phone? After I call you, do I have to do anything else? Tell me about that.
No, you don't have to do anything. As long as, you know, if you want to remain anonymous for something, you absolutely have that right to do so. But if you want to give us your information, we'll take it. There's probably not much follow-up we're going to need to do with you in these cases.
You're just going to say, hey, somebody painted something on my fence, and you guys will come out and handle it from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that makes sense. Well, I don't want everyone to get on a downer. There are a few little things to look out for. But I know that you also brought us some really good news today about Project Lifesaver. I know that's a free program for seniors with memory problems or kids with autism, maybe any member of your family who might have a tendency to wander away from a caregiver. Tell us about that. It's a great program.
It's a great program. It's growing. We've been doing some social media releases. We've had some good saves on them lately where we want to promote that.
Absolutely.
It's working. So it's a free program for people, like you said, with memory problems or children with autism or kind of on the spectrum that tend to wander. So it's a bracelet that they wear. They leave it on 24/7. It's waterproof. It's free to the family. And so if this person does go missing, we're able to use a, you know, a radio frequency to find, it usually helps us find them a lot quicker than just a needle in a haystack kind of trying to figure out where they are.
Sure, because people are who are confused or something like that are at even greater risk.
Right.
Than those who may have wandered away for some other reason. So it's working. It's a bracelet they wear. It's free to families. Who should they contact to find out about it?
They can contact me or they can contact Detective Lewis at the St. George Police Department. If you have questions about it, you just wonder if you might be a good fit, give us a call. We would love to answer that question for you.
Well, my goodness, look at all the good info you've given us today. Thanks so much for giving us your time. We've been listening to Officer Tiffany Atkin of the St. George Police Department. She gave us our public safety update. I really thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Affairs Programming at 102.7 KZEZ.